Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow, and what that means, by the way, is that everybody's required to be there. Everything else has been voluntary, which means I might not show up. Mm-hmm. And some guys have been in the building, but they haven't practiced. The Falcons, just to put it, you know, in plain terminology here, guys, stunk last year in defense. We were 31st in sacks. We had 31. Denver, who led the league, had 63. For us to get 63 sacks, I don't know, Mike and I might do the show naked. I'm serious. It's just like unbelievable to think.
If you're into that sort of thing.
63 sacks. Mike, every year it's 30, 35. Can we get to 40? 63. And then remember the Eagles defense a few years ago, they had 71 going into the Super Bowl. We were 17th with 12 interceptions. That's not good enough. Minnesota led the league with 24. So when we hire Jeff Ulbrich as our new defensive coordinator, he has come in to try to solve these problems. Also, did I mention that opponents we played had a 45.3% third down conversion rate, which means move the chains, move the chains. We had an issue defensively, not only getting to the quarterback, but stopping people on third down. So here comes Jeff Ulbrich, Mike. And the question is, now that you've drafted Jalen Walker and James Pierce, now that you've drafted Billy Bowman Jr. and Xavier Watts, how much of a difference is this going to make when you talk about the overall makeup of this defense? Guys, I got to tell you, we will not be 31st in sacks this year.
You'd like to think not. I mean, again, we were at the bottom, about the bottom third as far as passing yards as well, giving the quarterback too much time to deliver the football down the field. I got to feel you're going to have pressure. Remember, you're bringing in a guy who's, first off, you've got players on this defense. We still don't know what they are, okay? I still don't know what Braylon Trice is going to be. We still don't know what some of the linebackers are because of injuries, et cetera. But I do know in Leonard Floyd what I got. Leonard Floyd's a proven piece, right? And we know with Ebiketie, he's good for six. Okay, so that's a starting point. And then you get into, what is Jalen Walker going to do? Dedicated to getting the quarterback on the ground. How do they use Pierce? Carl, there's no way in God's green earth we're going to be like 31 sacks this year.
Can't be.
It just can't be. And how aggressive is Ulbrich going to be? And we've heard the phrases from the D-line coach about attack. Attack! I like the sound of that. And then we've got good corners. Certainly you got a really good with an A.J. Terrell. Hughes, I mean, as we said, statistically he's one of the top 40 corners in the league. You got a great safety, and you've got these sort of worker bees that can do the dime package and nickel package you just talked about. So it's going to be a little bit, I think, like 16 when we brought all these rookies in. They had an impact. I got to believe that.
I hope so. I mean, like,
I still don't know about our defensive tackles, but everything else I'm good with.
Okay, and that's fair. Let's just hope whatever the rotation is going to be, that we get more production out of this rotation than we did over the last few years. But those numbers are startling, and that's what we've got to fix. When everybody talks about this offense, what about it? It's going to be fine. It's this stuff that we've got to fix.
No, the defense is where it's at. Now, look, I'd love to get a chance in the next couple of weeks to talk to Zach Robinson about everything and the Kyle Pitts usage rate and, you know, how are we going to attack with Michael Penix to set him up for success with more play action? Because I think, to me, it's just when you've got a running game like Bijan Robinson, one of the top three running backs in the league by any metric, and you got Drake and you've got all these weapons, how do you not just have... But isn't this the same conversation we used to have about Arthur Smith's offense? We thought we'd have all these weapons, play action is going to open things up, we're going to move guys all around the field. It just never seemed to pan out.
We didn't have a quarterback to execute it.
Now we do.
Now we do. That was the fundamental difference. Look, the line was here. These dudes were still, all these guys were here. I mean, you haven't added to this offensive line in pretty much until the last, you know, for the last 3 years. These guys were here. You didn't have a quarterback to execute it. Then we got in the last year and we thought we had a quarterback to execute it, not knowing his mobility was going to be an issue to start the season. And then he looks like, you know, $1 million and then he doesn't. So I just have to believe that defensively, and this is where I'm at. 31st, I'm not going to tell you we'll be first in the league, but I believe we'll be in the middle of the pack, and I do think we'll surpass 40, 45 sacks or somewhere at that number, and we're going to be in the top 10, top 15 and when it comes to that number. The third down conversion, though, Mike, that's a big deal, and we just kind of take that for granted when teams are driving on us and we can't get off the field or they're in scoring position and we just allow them to continue to move the ball. It's like, okay,
right.
That also has to change. But the bigger thing is we didn't turn people over enough. When we talk about interceptions, and I said this to you guys, our corners have not gotten picks. The only guys that are getting picks is our safety. We've got to get corners getting picks. We had a pick from a linebacker. We had a pick six. That was it last year. We don't turn people over enough. So to me, with the turnovers comes all this other stuff that we're talking about if you're able to turn teams over. And that was the 16 model, Mike. We turned teams over a lot. Hell, we got a pick six in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady.
Right. And you look at it, getting teams off the field. We've talked about, Carl just laid it out. You know, the dreaded, I'll take it back to when Taylor Heineke was with Washington. You know, patting the baby, right? We're not talking like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Generally, the ball's got to be out. You've had quarterbacks having 5 and 6 seconds, no joke, back there to pick us apart. Go back and look at that the Minnesota game. I mean, our defense was an absolute disaster, right? And Sam Darnold's able to sit there, pat the ball, find his primary target, find his third target. So all that we believe changes. We mentioned it last hour, the complimentary football we've been looking for. But, yeah, Jalen Walker's a star. There's of all the things I'm sure of, and again, maybe a year from now we'll go, hey, you guys were worried about Pierce. Maybe Pierce is the better player of the two.
Look, I hope he balls out.
Either way, but you've dedicated assets to it. You've gotten a bunch of really crafty ball-hawking players that are either safeties or corners now that can play that hybrid position. So that to me, bodes well. Now, how good is Albert going to use these toys? We're going to find out.
404-726-0929. You can chime in on that conversation because the Albert conversation, meaning bringing him in to fix these things, they helped him. It wasn't, hey, we're hiring Jeff Albert. Good luck with what you've got. They went into the offseason, and I said this to you, they had a plan, and they executed. They were going to draft defense, 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 and they did. They did not come off of that, and they drafted Walker and Pierce, and then they ended up drafting two DBs. And then the last round, right, the seventh round, you take a flyer on an offensive lineman, and let's see what happens. But I think the execution of the plan, whether they got the right players, we're going to see. But I'm with Mike. I feel like Jalen Walker was a no-brainer. And I just hope he produces like we want him to. And then the Pierce thing for me is a question mark. But if he balls out, great. It's not like we don't want him to. All we're saying is when you make a trade like this, the payoff has to be in production. It cannot be Pierce as a guy that's a complimentary player, Mike.
No.
He's got to be a stud.
No. And again, this, regardless of, you know, you think about the pre-draft, and only time's going to tell if the draft experts were experts and they got it right or they got it wrong. But just like Rook Arororo, he was projected to be maybe third-round pick, you know, maybe the end of the second round. You moved up and you said, this is one of the top 36 guys in the draft. So this is where he's got to be the man. That's why when I talk about the defensive tackle position between him and Onyemata and that rotation, this is where, again, if Rook balls out and Leonard Floyd still got some gas in the tank with everything you just talked about, unless Ulbrich screws it up, it's got to be better than what we've been rolling out. It just has to be. You go back and look what Ryan Nielsen did, what Dean Pease did. We actually did more with less statistically than we did last year, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Which shows you how much Jimmy Lake, if we're honest, was kind of in over his head.
All right, guys. I can't wait to see what happens as far as this week's concerned and then moving forward to training camp. It's going to be a lot of fun with the Falcons. And look, I'm not saying I'm not concerned. A guy just said, you're not concerned about the offense? No, listen, everybody's going to say Michael Penix is only playing technically once the season starts in his fourth NFL game. I get that. I'm not debating that aspect of it, but if you're asking me what I'm more concerned about, it's that side versus this side. And I think Penix showed us enough in the three games he played last year, and I'm confident we can score.
No, I mean, honestly, I know that you guys are going to say, well, you only had three. No, the naysayers. No, you shouldn't talk like this anyway. Only three games for Penix. Yeah, well, he did his job. You scored four touchdowns against Carolina. Couldn't stop him on defense. You know, the Minnesota game, as I said, it was embarrassingly bad. You know, there's been moments in this season last year when you said, oh, look, I go back to the Commanders. The biggest stage, big moments, high, you know, at that point, we're still alive for a playoff spot. It was a playoff atmosphere, national TV. You know, and again, we still don't know if somebody missed a route or was in the wrong position.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
when he throws that first pick. Either way, he dials it in, and he drives you down the field, and he puts you in a position to win the game. So that's why I get the confidence, to your point. The last thing I'm worried about are these offensive weapons. And by the way, still looking forward to see what this Nick Nash guy can do.
Yeah.
All these other undrafted free agents. We may have some little diamonds in the rough on offense as well.
I agree. There's a lot we don't know, which, again, I can't wait to find out how that's all going to look.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.